Dismantled, a podcast inciting curiosity, inspiring truth, and modeling deliberate space-taking on personal, social, and historical issues for people of the sun, the displaced diaspora, lifting love, discourse, solidarity, and liberation.
So the next question
that
the listeners probably want to know is, where have we been? Because we've been gone for a whole year. So.
Well.
4-4-4.
We just got instructions.
Which is 12, which is 3.
Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Say it again, Asia.
Where have we been?
Oof.
Where has the Blackout Crew been?
Where has Dismantle been?
The last time we recorded was in December of 2017.
As a group.
As a group.
Yeah.
I've been hiding. Is that all you gonna say first?
That's not gonna work.
I have been learning to take these ram horns and pull back. That's where I've been for the last year, managing the anxiety of not leading headstrong, which showed up in all areas of my life, not just the Blackout, not just Dismantled, but all areas of my life, and trying to figure out how to sit with sitting.
I think it is important for the listeners to know that, like, we're figuring this out as we go along, too. And, like, trying to have a script or a process or a, hey, this is what we do, this is what we, you know. And for me, I know that it felt like we had gotten to this place where everything was so... just felt like spirit led, and then once it started to feel like an obligation or a duty or a task, or, you know, if your calendar was like recording on Sunday and it just felt like I was wearing cement shoes to get to that Sunday, It started to feel like it wasn't alignment there. Mm-hmm. And I feel really proud of us that we named it, claimed it, and, you know, and took it for what it was. And took some time to, like, maybe go internally, individually, to take it as a growth opportunity to be like, hey, so what do we want to do? What's happening? What do we need to do? What do we want this to look like? What do we want this to feel like? But to keep it organic and fresh and authentic, I think that's, personally, that was a life lesson for me.
What did you call in, Sherry?
Me?
God's timing?
Kairos. Mm-hmm.
That's where we've been, on God's timing.
Yeah. Like, I literally had to have a whole bunch of time to even be able to hear spirit be like, so this ain't even about, like, get out of the way. Don't be in the way. That's what you need to focus on. How can you not be in the way?
Mm-hmm.
But that's, like, my whole fucking life. They just know recording on a podcast, that's my whole life. How can I put my energy into staying out of the way?
I think that a big lesson, probably, like, really a big lesson for Black women is, like, being productive or producing something, like doing things all the time, is not always good, or it's not always useful, it's not always helpful. And like Marquita said, having to like sit with sitting, I feel like for myself, I've been over this past year just been in a lot of big transformations. Not all of those transformations are like external, but a lot of like internal transformation and growth. Mm. And so a lot of that, so that required me to like I can't just be doing all the things. I need to just be sitting down and being in my house and like going through whatever that transformation is. And so, yeah, I feel like I've been just going through a lot of changes and kind of like becoming different, and that for me required like not being so outward facing, like being more internal. I think I'm generally like an internal person, but it just didn't feel like the right timing to be out there doing the thing. I felt like I had to be kind of like the caterpillar phase, like, mm-hmm. like inside of the cocoon, and right now is the time where we all feel like, okay, we can blossom.
I remember at the beginning of 2018, I posted something about the butterfly and the process that the butterfly goes mm-hmm. through. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what you said rings true. Yeah, we have been in the cocoon. We had to go back to the cocoon to make sure that what we are doing is led by something higher than us. And that we're staying true to it. And we're staying true to ourselves. I feel like, yo, this has been the year of truth telling, that I wasn't ready for that kind of truth, though. Mm-mm. I remember that was one of the last things Asia said. Asia was like, Sherry, you called her out on it. Like, you out here not telling the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I done had my face cracked in the past couple of weeks where I was like, So we out here, we've been in this process. We've been out here living what we've been talking about. That's where we've been. And there is something particular about Black women, the way that we walk through the world, where we have to, we got to take the punches, we got to take the hits, and we got to keep moving, we got to keep rolling. And that shit is a whole ass motherfucking lie. We deserve respite. We deserve self-preservation. We deserve to take care of ourselves. We deserve to define what the fuck that means. I get to define what that means. I get to define what that means. So it's been a year of learning to define what that means. And the space in between when y'all heard from us last and when you guys hear from us next has been defining what those terms have been. Shout out.
Seriously, huh?
Shout out.
Ah. Once again, I am feeling myself at a loss for words, but I'm sure the words will come, so I'm just going to step out. Where in the world has Sherry San Diego been? you know, I was actually thinking about today, yesterday, and like, what is your intention for coming back into this? You know, how are you going to be different? How are you going to, and by being different, I mean show up and be, again, in authenticity about the process that I've gone through and that I'm continuing to go through. And I guess what I want to say about where I've been is that a couple things. I feel that 2018 has been a real lived experience about taking responsibility for my own life, right? And beyond, I pay my bills on time, you know, that, but just like really understanding the significance and the power of my choices. And accepting, again, speaking from just my personal experience, that I create moment by moment my own destiny. And that is a terrifying, awe-inspiring prospect. And when I really sit into that, like just now it's coming to me, the only thing that I know I need is grace. Right? Because I part of me wants to be, I can't trust myself with that amount of responsibility. So I gotta lean into something bigger. I have to. So I have been just learning and committing myself to myself in that way, but not in some superficial, like, hubristic kind of thing, but just in that way of really, taking on the real, not the real, taking on what I sense and intuit to be the awe-inspiring and kind of really humbling aspects of what it means to be human and make mistakes and to live. You know, that's kind of what at the end of the last podcast, we talked about what the invitation was. And the invitation that I extended was just to live. And lo and behold, I feel that this year has been constantly giving me opportunities to really step into what that means for me, you know, and that's going to be different from what it means for each of the people sitting around this table, from anybody who's listening. But it's amazing, and it has been amazing, and it's been very grounding and expansive, and I feel like these are very vague words, but there's no other way to explain it than 2018 has been about living. And I'll just say this, the message that I'm sitting with now most profoundly is that failure will always be better than regret.
Come on.
You hear me?
Yep.
Failure, saw
those words the other day.
Will always be better than regret, because regret means you didn't even try.
You didn't even try.
Failure means you had a dream, you had a vision, and you rolled the dice. Right? And things didn't work out, but you didn't not try. And so this is Sherry, and I'm trying to live.
Sherry has been living.
I have been living with a capital L.
Can I make a note of something?
Oh, what's happening?
Well, like we discussed, I listened to our last podcast yesterday. And there was this thing about you saying, I don't know.
Oof.
And then it was, I do know. And then it was like me calling it out. And then it was Marquita calling it out. You have not said, I don't know.
Amen.
Right.
In this entire episode. Like,
yes.
Come through 2018.
Come on, 2018.
Come through 2018. Come through.
So, you know, when you like talk about growth and talk about where we've been or what, you know, like shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all.
I receive.
We live in it.
Like, for real, for real. We had to really put some shit into practice.
Yeah, so can I just say, y'all, you know, if there is a break, trust that we putting stuff into practice.
I can't.
Nah,
she was like, is you going to ride with a nigga?
Is you about to ride with a nigga? Is you about to be on this journey?
Is you down or is you down?
Because the only promise that we have to y'all is to keep living.
Ooh, yes.
I agree.
I feel that.
And
in
I
my
feel
Shonda.
Like, look, I want to be consistent, and
yeah.
I want to be like.
But we gonna keep.
Well, we say this, you know, like integrity and keeping my word is how. Important.
Hell yeah!
And
mm-hmm. and.
Being authentic is too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes, like I tell my son, I be like, sometimes I'm gonna say no, it's gonna come with an explanation. And sometimes I'm gonna say no, it's gonna come with some alternatives. And sometimes I'm gonna say no, and you just gotta trust that I'm making that decision for your highest good, nigga. Get on board.
Girl,
get on board.
That is parenting. Wisdom. I was about to say advice, but I changed it up. That is parenting wisdom.
You just gotta know, like,
because there's experience that goes along with that last no.
I have paid the dues to know where the decision lands, and no matter what, as my mama told me, no matter what you do, I'm your creator, so you will never be on my level ever.
Ever.
I got married. You get married. I had a baby, you have a baby, and guess what? It won't make us equal because
never.
I came before you. Because I'm your creator.
Keep on living, baby.
Bloop. So, you know, those the wisdom and the dues that's paid and the shit that I, you know, have experienced, you know, my job is to stay in that and labor towards making sure that I show up as that person, as the one, you know, who you can count on. I'm going to show up 110%, but I can't guarantee what it's always going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
You have to trust that I'm doing the work, that when I show up, it is in wisdom and it is in truth.
Well, that's what to expect, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's what to expect from the Black Knight.
What it's going
to
look like?
You'll find out.
Hello?
But welcome
all
to the
of
journey.
It is going to be wisdom and in truth,
yeah.
Authentically.
Yeah. Because there's some things you can't, you got to know them because you know them from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't know them because you talk about them, because you read about them, because you hear somebody else talk about them. But like when it's come from your own direct experience.
Mm-hmm. And the same as a parent. Like, I want all of this shit, too. Like, my baby want to go to Japan. I want you to go. I want to make it happen. But I also know that, like, I have the wisdom that says certain things got to be in place, right? If I can't count on you to text me that you made it home safe from school in an 11-minute bike ride, nigga, you ain't ready to go to Japan.
Heard that.
You understand?
Right, break it all down.
I have hopes, I have wishes. Like, I'm with you. I'm rooting for you. I'm on board with it.
That
you don't got to sell me on nothing, right? But at the same time, like, if I say it's a no, or if I say this, like, trust that I'm, you know, like, I'm really operating still with the integrity of the highest good of, like, you know, based on my wisdom and based on, you know, that I got a whole lot of years ahead of you even being on this earth.
Right.
I feel like the task of that is being obedient. Like, if you know that there's something that's above you, you trust that, that your task is to trust that. Like, you have to, you have to, like, follow that. Like, you have to be able to be obedient to, like, what's leading you. And I feel like that was also our task. And, like, we had to really just be willing to just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And trust that it's going to turn out how it's going to turn out, or it's going to turn out for the highest good. And, you know, like, we stayed connected through the process, too. Like, whether that was sending a text or going on retreat. But we had to do it in the timing of, like, there was something else greater than all of us that was, like, kind of guiding the process. And we were all just being obedient to, like, let the process unfold in the way that it did. And that's, like, so true to,
like
parenting,
real life.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
You just gotta trust your mom because they know more than you. If you know that person is actually, like, for your highest good,
mm-hmm.
like,
mm-hmm.
And I feel like
they
it's
invested.
About obedience and trust.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
And I still feel like for me right now, it feels super important to say that we come together and we do this, and I've said it before, but I'll say it again in much more explicit terms, because we love Black people.
Hello.
And ourselves.
Well, we're Black people.
We,
yes. I'm saying we love Black people.
Right.
And so all of this is, you know, kind of under the guidance of
love.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
And we don't show up.
We're going to show
up.
Just
like we showed up today.
Oh. So in conclusion. We wasn't catting off.
Thank you
for coming to our TED Talk.
See y'all in the future.